AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Alec Baldwin's lawyers say prosecutors in New Mexico plan to drop an involuntary manslaughter charge against him. 2 years ago, on the set of the movie Rust, Baldwin was pointing a pistol at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal when the gun went off, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Baldwin has said the gun went off accidentally. The fighting rages on in Syria, and John Kirby with the National Security Council says plans are being made in case U.S. personnel have to be evacuated.
The focus right now is on urging both sides to stop this violence, to abide by a ceasefire, to allow humanitarian aid to get to people that need it. I mean, there's already shortages of food. There's concern over shortages of medicine.
Wyoming's first full-service abortion clinic in years defiantly opened today, nearly a year after an arson attack ravaged it, and despite looming laws that could shut it down in Wyoming. According to a letter sent by members of Congress, an IRS special agent wants whistleblower protection to disclose information about what the agent alleges is mishandling of an investigation into President Biden's son Hunter. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it.
This is something for the Department of Justice, which is independent, and we have been very clear since the campaign that this is something that they need to speak to, and that's why we refer you to the Department of Justice.
His lawyer says the agent has information about a failure to mitigate clear conflicts of interest in the ultimate disposition of a criminal investigation related to Hunter Biden's taxes. The White House says the math in House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plan to trim the federal deficit is unforgiving. A rough day for SpaceX. Minutes after liftoff on its first test flight from Texas, SpaceX's big rocket exploded. No one was in the rocket. The Dow finished down 110 points. This is AP News. Researchers say the racial gap widened when it comes to deaths by stroke.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says stroke death rates increased for both black and white adults in 2020 and 2021. But the difference in death rates between the two groups increased by 22% compared to 5 years before the pandemic. For decades, black Americans have had a higher stroke death rate than white Americans. Doctors think the virus could have been one of the factors that widened the gap. They say a COVID-19 infection can raise the risk of a stroke. Doctors also believe some people may have been reluctant to see their doctors during the pandemic out of fear of catching the new virus. I'm Mike Hempen.
Michelin is recalling more than 540,000 light truck tires because they don't have enough traction to work in all snowy conditions. The company says initial tire testing was done with the wrong tire pressure. Ed Donahue, AP News.